All right, and so we go forth with segment three of program one of The Bigger Picture, which is America's past, present, and future written in black and white. And so far, I've been hammering both white and black cultures pretty hard, and buckle your seatbelt because it doesn't get better from here. We have really good things that the white culture has done, the European culture, those rooted in Greek philosophy, but we have equally good things written in the blood and the sweat of great members of the black race. Unfortunately, when God is doing something good through a specific person or group of people, that evil agent that is behind everything in the world, 1 John 5:19, where of God the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. Whenever God is doing something, we have that evil agent himself seeking to undo it. So, if America is really a nation designed, intended by God to exist for a specific prophetic reason, and I suggest the book of Zechariah and Ezekiel and Daniel suggest that, and if the Jewish people are God's chosen people, and if the Greek culture, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, if the Greek culture is God's choice for bringing the world culture around to the technological, philosophical, academic, moral, spiritual point of being able to rebirth Israel in this present age, then you can bet your bottom dollar that Satan himself is going to do everything he can to tear it down and stop it. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that as I talk about the evils that are present in the white dominating culture of Western civilization, and as I'm talking about the black culture in America, in which the black race of Americans lives, I find incredible good by God's design, and at the same time, because of Satan's corruptions, really bad. So understand, I'm having to talk about the bad right now, and I'm asking that question, what's wrong with Georgia? That's my home state. It's where I was born. That's our family state. I'm proud of it. But I wasn't in these last couple of years. I was ashamed as I could be because people who look like me have not done what they should have done to stand up and push back against the evil that people like Fat Fanny are manifesting right now and others and others. So what's wrong with Georgia? Could it be the pervasively weak white males whose spiritually and morally weak-willed natures only ask the first two of those four questions I talk about? Do you believe? What do you believe? Well, what do you really believe? As a result of what you really believe, what are you doing about it? They never ask that fourth question, what can I do about it or what am I doing about it? How about Governor Brian Kemp? And many other of the GOP leaders in this state. Not all. Some have been indicted, and they're actually doing pretty good things. But there are too many GOP leaders in this state that are just saying, well, we need to move on from Mr. Trump, et cetera. Nonsense. You need to stand. You need to fight because your existence and mine depends on it. How about these pastors of these large evangelical churches that are preaching this errant meekness, non-involvement in politics message in their sermons? Weak men collecting substantial paychecks but not understanding anything about what the Bible says, standing against evil. I learned about that circumstance, convenient Christianity, I call it. Don't disrupt things. Go to church and feel good. Quote John 3:16 and virtue signal. When the reality is the Bible tells us what we're supposed to do, and let me just read you the philosophical basis of what I'm saying from Psalms 139, verses 19 through 24. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. You will slay the wicked. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, Woody, you know, you're talking loud and angry, and that's a sin, and I wouldn't follow you to the Dairy Queen. Okay, well, you've been corrupted. Because oodles of verses tell us what we need to do. And one of them we find in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Simply says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings or lack of doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. And then that great verse, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But hear this, if you refuse and you rebel, as we are doing, black and white Americans, you shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It is full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, not righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers, those who would seek to condemn the innocent. I've added that. Thy silver has become dross. Our money's almost worthless. Thy wine is mixed with water. Now hear this. Thy princes are rebellious. They are companions of thieves. Cho and Hunter Biden. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come into them. Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, says, the Mighty One of Israel, ah, I will ease me of mine adversaries, and avenge me of my enemies. And I will turn my hand upon you and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. Enough said. Hope you join me on the backside. God bless you.